Joe Smith time here at WGCL. Big Show Friday. Joe, say hello to Jim Inman, the Minister of Culture, if you will.
The Minister of Culture, Jimmy Inman.
How you doing, young man?
Hey, what's the name of that, mentioning West Boggs Park, what's the name of that great restaurant right down there?
Oh,
this side of Lagodi.
The Gravy Train.
No, it's not the farmhouse. It's
starts with an S.
It's not the Gasthof, is it? Is that the one?
No, that's the Jasper.
Okay, I don't know, Joe. I haven't been privileged to go on the Hayes Boys camp out to West Boggs Lake Park.
Well, you were mentioning
get your Google out
and that restaurant. I can't think of it either. Starts with an S, but great food.
Let me see if I can find it while you report.
We'll send the Inman to the internet to find the answers
to the Google.
Been looking for.
Yeah.
Very nice. As we kick off here on a Friday, number one, it's great to have you. We've had a busy week this week. Obviously, we'll recap South Golf here in a little bit, but we've got a busy weekend coming up as Coach Moriarty is going into the big hall tonight at the state level. Tell us about Coach's induction ceremony coming up a little bit later today.
Well, it's a special night for a special coach. South Panther head football coach Moriarty voted into the Indiana Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame last March, the man of the hour tonight at his formal induction dinner at the Bloomington Country Club. Coach Mo becomes the fifth Panther head man to reach the coveted hall, preceded by, well, a couple of the early greats, Harold Mumby and Fred Huff, and then in later years, Tom Sells and Dave Enright, a young man who's high school games I did back when he was an all-state linebacker for Bill Siderwitz at Martinsville in the early 70s. Well, now into his second stint as South head coach, beginning his 19th year when South plays its season opener August the 19th at home against Brownsburg, a well-deserved step into the Football Coaches Hall of Fame. A man and staff who orchestrated South's turnaround starting in 2013. Panthers, if you'll remember, won only one game in 2012, four total in the previous three. But after guiding South to not one but two state titles in 93 and 98, the Panthers, the last two seasons, 22-3 with two sectional championships and unbeaten regular campaign last fall, finishing 11-1, losing, unfortunately, to Castle in the regional championship game. This is Mo's 31st year as a head coach, starting this fall, as I mentioned, his 19th total season at South, 169 wins and a winning percentage of .804. Honored I am to be the MC of this event tonight. It's going to, well, have the people important to Coach Mo around him this evening, two of his former Panther quarterback greats who guided the Southsiders to those two state titles in 93 and 98, Eli Stoddard and Rex Grossman, his current defensive coordinator, Gabe Johnson, who was with him as DC of that 07 Carmel title team that Mo coached, Hamilton Southeastern head coach Scott May, who was the defensive coordinator of that 93 Panther team, and he played for Coach Mo at Mo's first stop as a varsity head coach, Lakeland, back in the early 80s. Coaches Bill Mallory, Bill Lynch, Bill Siderwitz, Dale Hummer, Executive Director of the State Football Coaches Association, Bob Gaddis, and the heart and soul of the association, Dave Land, will be on hand tonight. A special night for a special coach tonight for South Moriarty. Welcome to the Indiana State Football Coaches Association's Hall of Fame, Coach Mo. Well, it was a move up the ladder to fifth, its best state finish in 9 years for Dustin Carver's Panthers, fifth place at Prairie View, sporting that final round 303 back on Wednesday. Congrats out to junior Joe Weiler. He finished 1 over 145. Even in his round Wednesday in the final round, Joe wound up ninth and accorded all state honors. That was the best individual finish for a Panther in 9 years. Mentioning golf, the third annual Cougar Football Scramble tomorrow out on the Champ Course at IU. The event is scheduled to go at 8 o'clock. Registration $75 per player. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. That's including breakfast snacks. God bless told me plenty of coffee. And then lunch. Prizes will be awarded to the top teams and event sponsorship and whole sponsor opportunities still available. So if you can help them out, BloomingtonNorthAthletics.com. The Scramble, the first tee there at 8 o'clock tomorrow, the third annual Cougar Football Golf Scramble. Reds move into Houston tonight. First pitch here on the airwaves at 8:10.
All right, Smitty, and the Reds threw away. Well, they threw away. They didn't throw away the game. They threw away the game on Wednesday night. That was the frustrating part. Because Alfredo Simon can't get anybody out. He comes in with a two-run lead in the 13th. This is Wednesday night, and gives up five hits and a walk. I mean,
lost 9-8. Yeah,
and he's on the. I can't figure out why he remains on the roster. His ERA is 9.75.
Yeah,
he can't help you in the bullpen. He can't get anybody out when he starts. He's not eating up any innings.
They're going to have to lay new pavement between Louisville and Cincinnati.
The good news is Lorenzen is back and is throwing well. That's the good news. The bad news is Cingrani only went three innings the other day. So they got to put it together. They got the big orange juice box down there at Houston, Minute Maid Park. So put the straw in, and hopefully they play a little bit better. Inman's got a question for you.
No, I have an answer.
You have an answer. Oh, that's right. And a question.
I have a question.
Yes, you do.
I don't remember what the question is, but I know what the answer is.
The name of the restaurant by West Fogs Lake.
Stoll's.
Stoll's. S-T-O-L-L.
Stoll's Amish Restaurant.
Yeah, boy. You got to make that a stop if you're down in that neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. And it's a buffet.
You were talking about David and fishing in West Fogs, and that just brought up a... But then I couldn't think of the restaurant. I'd been in there many times on basketball road trips down in that area back when the city schools played Lagodi. But anyway, thanks for looking that up, my friend.
That's quite all right. Quick question. When is the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame ceremony?
It's July 15th, a Friday night at the Convention Center.
Okay. I wanted to double check.
That's sold out yet, Joe, or can you get tickets?
No, tickets are still available. You can go to the website, Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. .com, and they're $40 a piece.
Andrew Landry, Joe, made his 10-footer on his final hole.
So he moves to 4-under, huh?
Who's Andrew Landry, you ask? Well, that's a very good question. Andrew Landry now has the lowest opening first-round score at Oakmont in the history of the U.S. Open. His 66 surpasses, I believe it's Gary Player and Ben Hogan or somebody ridiculous like that. So Andrew is a 28-year-old. He won on the Web.com Tour last year. He's a rookie on the PGA Tour this year. Went to Arkansas. So there's your Andrew Landry moment. Every year the U.S. Open seems to provide a story like that, and he will qualify quite easily as this year's play is up and running at Oakmont. Did you stay up for basketball last night, Joe?
No, Mountain Men had a new episode. I had a look at Mountain Men, and then I fell asleep.
Very nice. Well, you weren't the only one. LeBron James 41 again last night. Steph Curry got whistled out of the building. He fouls out for the first time since 2013. He hadn't had five fouls since December of this year. Curry then was ejected after throwing his mouthpiece into the stands after another phantom foul.
That'll probably be on eBay later today, that mouthpiece.
You're probably right. So the World Wrestling Federation, the NBA, gets their Game 7. Everybody's happy, and that'll be Sunday night, Father's Day, hopefully after the conclusion of the U.S. Open as well. Yep. Sports Beat, I think we've got it all covered, and what we didn't cover, we'll get back at 8:45.
Cutter's in action. Also, we'll take a look at Jordan Hulls. We're going to have
Skills
him on
camp,
next week, talking a little about his basketball camp. Good to have Jordy back in Bloomington and going racing. Coming up.
Sounds great, man. Thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Talk to you in a little bit.
Joe Smith, live on the Big Show Friday program, 7:45 and 8:45. 8:47 at WGCL. You remember the 8th grade dance, don't you?
I remember.
Hang on for dear life.
Oh, boy. Just get a grip
on there. Parents are going to be here soon. Yeah. Hurry.
I think we did more dancing, me and my friends, just doing like the choreographed, synchronized dancing.
I held up the wall.
It was
made sure that was structurally sound.
You did a good job. Everybody
That's
was
exactly
safe
right.
because of you.
That's right. Pointing and laughing. Look at the guy with no date pointing and laughing at everybody.
Oh, boy.
So if you're at a wedding and you're playing today's hits, that signifies us old people to go get some fresh air.
That's right.
Joe, when you go to the wedding, what do you like to boogie to?
Hey, watch old. Watch that word old.
Old meaning.
Well, let's see. Little Eva, Locomotion, Dave Clark 5, Bruce Springsteen, Grand Funk Railroad, and Fleetwood Mac.
Well, there you go.
I love Joe's style.
That's covered three decades at least.
That's right.
That's a mellow one. But you
plain and simple.
But you got to play the terrible music because the kids keep the dance floor going. If you don't play music that 20 to 30, then no one's dancing.
You got to throw one.
Well, because I'm sweating and my back hurts and I need another beer.
Take a break.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to be out there. You don't go to a wedding to sweat, do you? No, that's not. That's not why
unless you're the
there.
Groom.
That's right. You sweat.
I remember one wedding we sweat.
Oh boy,
it wasn't many years ago.
No, it wasn't. And that's going to be. Let's see. Jeez, don't do this on the air.
Fourth of July weekend.
July 5th. Yeah, eight years. Yeah, 2008.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
8 years. Yes.
It was quite warm that evening.
I think that's right. Yeah, it was 90, and that was a bad idea.
You know, whatever.
It's a bad idea to wear a tuxedo. I should have went with the tuxedo T-shirt, Joe.
Yeah.
Worn my short pants.
Real classy.
That's right. Class up the joint a bit.
I love it.
What's happening here on a Friday morning? We got a busy second part here. We talked about Mo Moriarty being inducted into the Indiana Coaches Hall of Fame coming up this weekend. What else is on the docket that we need to pay attention to?
Well, the road to Rio in the Summer Olympics opens this weekend in Indy with the U.S. Olympic diving trial set to start on Saturday. A half a dozen divers with Indiana ties, past and present, will be on and in the spotlight, including Amy Cozad and Jessica Parrado, currently ranked in the world top five in the synchronized 10-meter event. Amy also considered the favorite to beat in the women's 10-meter competition. Former South Panther state champ and IU All-American Darian Schmidt competes in the 3-meter prelims on Monday. Current Hoosiers Michael Hickson and Joshua Arndt, along with Lacey Hauser, they'll battle for spots on that Rio de Janeiro Games-based USA team as the top two finishers in men's 3-meter and men's and women's 10-meter events, along with the top finisher in the women's 3-meter, will earn spots for Team USA as well as the top teams there in each of the synchronized events. The 8-day event in Indy runs through June 26th at the IU Natatorium. Mentioning IU, the Board of Trustees is expected to give unanimous approval later today, okaying a plan to enclose the south end zone of Memorial Stadium. In terms of dollars and cents now, this project won't start until after the Old Oak and Bucket game in November. Will cost approximately $53 million, but it's all part of the capital campaign, as AD and Vice President Fred Glass told us back in March. The overall goal of the campaign is to raise $174 million for athletic expansion, in the nutshell, soon to start and ongoing, as you can see the Assembly Hall renovation making progress day to day. The South End Zone project expected to be finished, by the way, in time for the 2018 season. Well, we talked Thursday with Jordan Halls. His third annual GH1 Dream Big Skills Academy is set to start next Wednesday down on the home court at Bloomington South, Jordan's alma mater, high school-wise. Grades 2 through 5, 6 through 10, all the sign-up and registration information is available on Jordan's website at jordanhalls1.com. Going racing? Well, it's the Mobile Wing Night tonight down on South Fairfax Road. The Bloomington Speedway back in action after a dark week last weekend. Hot laps at 6:30, racing at 7:30 over the quarter-mile clay. The Wing Sprinters, the 410 Wing Sprinters, the Modified Super Stocks, everybody's going to get a piece of the action tonight. The Hornets and the non-Wing Sprinters on the schedule. The Xfinity Series boys race into Newton, Iowa this weekend, the Iowa 250. That'll be on Fox Sports 1 on Sunday afternoon. Got her stay home Saturday night. Minor League Football Alliance gridiron action, 7 o'clock Saturday night at the Mustang Corral in Ellisville, as the Aaron Sauter coach Cutters take on the Noble County Wolfpack. Almost an early season conference win situation here on the throes of losing the home opener last week to the unbeaten Tri-City Outlaws 20-6. By the way, a U.S. salute night Saturday night out at Edgewood for Aaron's crew. The Cutters will be donning those special National Guard uniforms. Don't forget the Reds tonight, 8:10. Will be the first pitch, Minute Maid Park. They may move into Houston for a three-game set after splitting its series with Atlanta on the road. Reds and Astros tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, coverage begins at 4 o'clock.
You're right. We got plenty of stuff going on this weekend. And yep. Hopefully the Cutters won't melt playing football. They only get 90 for a high this week, Joe.
Yikes.
After whatever it was last Saturday, which was...
Yeah, it was warm last... They were under plenty of sun last Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Oh, it's Sunday. That's right, not Saturday.
Yeah, they
that's
played
right.
Sunday last week.
Well, I almost had it right.
Yep. How's the U.S. Open opening up today?
Well, I tell you what, Joe.
Anything of news?
Yeah. Ricky Fowler's tied with Rory McIlroy. They're both six over par, falling apart like a cheap suit on a hot summer's day. Oh, I'm sorry. They're plus five with two holes remaining in their first round. Andrew Landry has posted 66. That is the lowest round ever in the first round at Oakmont, besting Gary Player and Ben Hogan. 67 were the previous best there. Lee Westwood, the English veteran, sits alone in second place. He is two back. Scotty Scheffler, the amateur, the first amateur ever to shoot under par at Oakmont in the first round or whatever that is.
69, yeah.
One under par in the clubhouse along with Kevin Streelman, Bubba Watson, Shane Lowry, and Danny Lee are still on the course. And such players of world renown, Sung Kang and Hideto Tanihara, both even par along with Russell Knox, Harris English, Zach Johnson. They are either done or on their final hole of the day. So a bunch of sort of names, a bunch of no names, and everything else in between must be the United States Open. Cleveland Cavaliers win. They're back to Oakland.
Yeah, got game 7 Sunday, huh?
Busy night there after the U.S. Open all day long. And I think we got it covered. It should be a classic.
Pretty much.
Busy days, man. Enjoy this hot, hot weekend. Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's
I know you'll
Day,
have
Joe.
Fun with your family.
Yeah, to you as well. Yeah, they're coming in for a little cookout on early Sunday.
Sunday? So. That's, yeah, nice. About 93 on Sunday. You'll enjoy that.
So this is going to be a late kind of a eggs on the griddle.
There
so
you go.
Yeah,
I stood next to the fire last night when I was cooking out just to cool off.
Yeah. So looking forward to that.
Awesome. We'll hear all about it Monday morning.
Yep, be here first day of summer next Monday.
We'll kick it off together. Yep, 6:34 in the morning. You'll be up and ready to go.
Yeah, oh yeah, we'll have the first pot done.
That's right, the first pot of summer.
Yeah,
pot of coffee in summer.
You guys have a great weekend.
People get confused.
You do, Joe.
Thanks, Smitty. Joe Smith. Friday mornings, Big Show Friday, 7:45 and 8:45.